and additional testimony in opposition to LD 1671. Please step forward and announce your name. Going to step lively here.
I wanted to make sure I was...
Are you in opposition,
anybody,
sir?
So I'm in opposition, sir.
Okay. Give me your name, please.
My name is Benjamin Mariner Pratt, and I live in the town of Eddington. And it's a pleasure to be back here, and I guess it's good to see some old faces and some new ones. And I appreciate your time. It's been a long day, and this is obviously a contentious and a very compassionate debate, and I appreciate everyone's respect and everybody's willingness to be here and listen, because we aren't going to solve the problems of the state of Maine by yelling at each other, and we aren't going to solve the problems of the state of Maine by not having these discussions. Sometimes they're difficult, sometimes they're hard, but I thank you for listening, and I appreciate you being here. And I will try to do my testimony focused mostly on what your all's job is, because for a little while I had that one for a little bit, and I think I can say I understand where you are, and I understand what it's like being on that side of the horseshoe. And my question is, and I made this argument numerous times when I was here on a number of other issues, but it's all about an allocation of resources, right? And I'm talking at this point, and in your all's case, the Transportation Committee in particular, it's about allocating resources, and those are monetary resources. You know, I wish I could talk about all the other resources that we have, human resources and natural resources and all those things, but right now you have a resolve now in front of you that's been stripped of its emergency, which I question a little bit interestingly, in that now it doesn't need two-thirds. Now it can go with a simple majority, and now this $300,000 gets decided upon by a simple majority instead of two-thirds, and that concerns me. It's a lot of money, you know, and you've heard a lot of people talk about it who can talk about it more passionately than I am about making these decisions and where those things are coming from. The fact is $300,000 right now, even if we're talking specifically in transportation issues, I think there's a heck of a lot of other places we could be putting that right now that would make a heck of a lot more sense. And, you know, it's been said, this idea of public money for private interest, particularly in this time, it's absolutely concerning to me. It's hard for me to think, if I was on that side going back to my constituents and saying, I realize your roads are full of potholes, I realize you're beating the heck out of your cars, I realize we're requiring you to keep up your inspection and all of this, and we're making it harder and harder because we can't keep up the roads we have, but we're going to spend $300,000 so that private companies can send big giant trucks across the state with few if any on and off ramps. It just, maybe this has its time. Maybe it does. I'm not going to tell you it never does. I don't think it jives with my personal opinions of things, but the fact is, if there is a time, it's certainly not now. And I question and urge you folks here that have a very hard and difficult job to do, and it's a thankless job, and I know that, and I appreciate you being here. But, you know, the fact is, I don't know how anybody can go home from this table right now and go back to their folks and say, hey, we spent $300,000 on this proposal with everything else that's going on. And even in transportation, even if your focus is solely on transportation, I don't see how that goes. So, you know, I live in the town of Eddington. We've got east-west highway issues right now. We're talking 395 to Route 9 extensions. That's been going on forever and ever and ever. It's a whole other mess. You know, we've had study groups on that for time and time and time again. We had public input, and then all of a sudden DOT comes out and does a brand new total route out of nowhere that we thought was off the table for years. So I can appreciate studies. I voted for studies when I was here. I'm not this anti-study person. But it's questionable, and I think, you know, the people out there in the state and people out there in your communities, you know, they're having a hard time buying the straight face test on this one at this point. And, you know, I appreciate the job makers, the job creators, like, you know, people need jobs, you know. How they do that and how they maintain their business and how they do that, you know, a lot of that's up to them, and I can't make judgment decisions for them, okay? I might not make the same ones. I'm not here to give anybody grief about that. But when you're talking about taxpayer dollars, our dollars, and they're limited, and I know that, and they're getting more and more limited. And, you know, you heard it talked about, this whole idea of peak oil, and I, you know, I don't believe I'm some crazy conspiracy theorist. You know what I mean? I don't. But the fact is, I have a hard time investing more and more money into what I eventually see, and we can talk about how long that takes. Maybe it takes 100 years. Maybe it takes 200 years. Maybe it takes 300 years. I don't care. The fact is, at some point, that stuff's gone. And, you know, there was somebody who spoke earlier about, you know, We got to look at a new way, paradigm shift, you know, go time. And unfortunately, you know, maybe good for me, that's you guys now. You know what I mean? You are the policy committee. You get to make policy. The decisions you make right here say, we as the transportation committee make policy. If your policy is we're going to spend $300,000 of your money to pay for a feasibility study on this, that's not the policy decision I would make. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. If you have
any questions, Mr. Pryor. Seeing none, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Any additional testimony in opposition? Seeing none. Any testimony